if you'd like to join us at the microphone. Thank you very much for coming.
Thanks very much, Rod. Look, it might be worth just announcing that as of late yesterday afternoon, I was advised that the government's actually going to be, through the developer of course, lodging an amended plan for this site. We hope to see that plan next week, and we are told that it addresses many of the issues which have been raised by both council and the community. That's in fact the reason why the VCAT hearing did not go ahead on Friday, because we want to be sure that if we are committing this community to further expense, it's on the basis that we know what it is we're arguing about. So we're looking forward to seeing a plan next week which will hopefully be a substantial improvement on the one we've seen thus far, and will answer many of the questions which we've all raised, which were very crucial to being able to make judgments about the proposal. So that's where we are right now. But at this point in time, of course, we do share the concerns that have been raised. We've advocated those, including the access to this roundabout, and that will remain a concern for us unless we can see ways in which the developer addresses the traffic movement around the site. So look, at that point, I think that's the most I can do to provide an update. I might just add that you will see some action on this site in the next couple of weeks. I was advised yesterday that there is going to be some decommissioning or demolition of some of the buildings on the Princes Street frontage, which are no longer required, and where they are concerned that there may well be squatters who will move into those premises. So don't be surprised if you see some action on that frontage over the next couple of weeks. Now I might leave it there, Brian. I'm happy to take any questions.